Okay, Siman Pei Tes, we're up to Sif Beis, which is the dinim of milk and dead meat. Last week we dealt with meat and dead milk, which was Sif Aleph. Now we go to Gmina V'achakach Basar. Two or three common shailas regarding Sif Aleph that we did not get to last week. People ask, according to the minhag of most of us, to wait 6 hours from Fleishik to Milachik, which is the minhag brought here in the Ramah. What the din is, b'mokum tzairich, if a person doesn't feel well, some people have heartburn, and drinking milk helps them. There's some cipher which is quoted in the end of Pisrei Tshuva Gimel, in brackets. Every chsam cipher that's quoted in every Pisrei Tshuva is in brackets. That's not because the chsam cipher was any less important, but it's because the original printing of the Pisrei Tshuva was written and printed before the chsam cipher came out. Later, when the chsam cipher came out, the author of the Pisrei Tshuva added them in the second printing, in the Beis Lechem Yehuda, a few svarim that he added in a second printing, they're in brackets. Now it's good to know this because occasionally the Pisrei Tshuva says, look in that siman, Sivkut and so-and-so. And you look at Sivkut and so-and-so, it's not there. Because all the Sivkut and so-and-sos are outside the brackets, they're from the first printing. In the second printing, some pieces were added that are totally new pieces, and therefore the number is off. And if you see how many bracketed pieces there are, you can correct. At any rate, Pisrei Tshuva Gimel brings in brackets, I am Shul Sam Seifer, Seminayin Gimel, Chayla Ashoy Semei Mechol Avu Fu Asai, Afilu Hu Rak Chayla Ksas, Ein Tzarech Lahamten Achar Achilas Basa Yoyse Mishoa. Somebody doesn't feel well, even Chayla Ksas, doesn't have to wait more than an hour, V'achshek Far Berech Berchus Amaz, and Yishtav Yerviyach Loi. And after he should bench, so it shouldn't be one Suda, but then he should drink and he'll feel better. So the Chassam Seifer was Mekel, although the Chassam Seifer himself was a German Jew, even though everyone knows him as a Hungarian Jew. Chassam Seifer was born in Frankfurt am Main, and I don't know if he waited 6 hours, but nevertheless,
if you look at the shop test,
why? Unless it comes from Germany, from Austria. At any rate, this is la halacha, that waiting 1 hour is enough. Certainly an elderly person or a child, you don't have to wait more than an hour. With a child, it's very common that a child goes to sleep and wants a bottle of milk. And he just had meat. So waiting an hour is certainly okay. If you need to wait an hour, you could clear, but certainly waiting an hour is okay.
No, because
the Ikra Din is an hour. It's not Daraisa. It's never Daraisa unless you cook the meat and milk together.
So,
Besuda Chata, Beshaita Chata.
Is there a difference between chicken and meat?
I don't know the difference. I mean, in theory, there's a difference, but there's so many Darabonims anyway, so it's one less Darabonim. At any rate, so that's one important kula. A second important kula to know is something I mentioned to you many times. The halacha of someone who's mesupik, he's unsure if it's 6 hours. Last night, after Havdalah, somebody says, oh, can I have a coffee yet? What time do we finish eating the meat? So it's very common. It's very, very common that a person doesn't remember precisely the time. Sometimes you remember you benched at a certain time, but when do you finish eating the meat? So by sveikis, where at first glance we would say it's a davar sheyesh matirin, so you can't say safa d'rabbanan lekula. It's safa d'rabbanan, but it's a davar sheyesh matirin. But I mentioned to you the Darkei Tshuva brings from the klal of the tzlach that we don't say davar sheyesh matirin by something you can do numerous times. Davar sheyesh matirin is a food that you can eat once. So either you eat it on Shabbos, or you eat it after Shabbos. As davar sheyesh matirin, eat it after Shabbos, even if it's a safa d'rabbanan. However, something you can do numerous times, that's the klal of the tzlach and the Pnei Yeshua, that you don't say davar sheyesh matirin, because why do you say davar sheyesh matirin? Ashtech lanu behetah, Why did now with the shayla? Let's say I have an egg. You don't know if it was born on Shabbos, on Yom Kippur. So you say, why should I eat it today? In a safik drabanan, I can eat it tomorrow. It's an egg, you can only eat once. But shayinkei, something that's a shayla mukta, something that's a shayla of any type of thing that you can do more than once. So you can't say, why eat it today? You can eat it tomorrow. I want to eat today. I don't want to eat tomorrow. Something that's more than once is a you don't say davar shesh hametirin. Somehow I've said it numerous times. I'm under the impression that everyone's familiar with it, but it's a klal of the tzlach. So that the Dakei Tshuva says you can be mekel by a suffix 6 hours. If you're misupik if it's 6 hours, suffix rabbanon. Especially this is a drabana of a drabana of a drabana. So you could be mekel if you have a genuine suffix. Suffix means 50.
No,
wait
a minute. No, you say, oh, well, you have to
know.
I mean,
it has to be something. You have to have some idea.
I don't know. If you look at the time. If you know you're going to want melechiks, you should look at the time. But most people are not thinking about 6 hours later at the time.
Some people look at the time and forget all it anyway.
It should be with that. I would agree with you. If it happens a couple of weeks in a row, you become a pesheya. But sometimes it happens, with...
Look at the clock.
What? You may look at the clock and not remember. Okay. Okay. So that's the second kula. So you have no suffix. But again, if a person wants, he's want to rely on to be mekel. The third kula, and this contradicts something I said last week. Last week I quoted the Hafla, who says there's no shear. How much meat do you have to eat to wait 6 hours? There's no shear. Even if you ate a mashu, you have to wait. I saw this week in the Aruch HaShulchan, I think it was Sifkat Yudalid, who says that if a woman is cooking and she tastes, she's tayim the tafshul, she has a taste of it. He says it's pshita she doesn't have to wait. She has to wash out her mouth and wash her hands, but you don't have to wait 6 hours if you would just tayim the tafshul. So that seems to contradict our flaw and says you don't have to wait 6 hours.
He
doesn't mean tayim a pilot. It means if you swallow it, it's clear that's what he's referring to. What? The Gemara says that someone who's fasting could taste, but some machlekes there, I think Rashi and Rabbeinu Yaina and Brachis, that means tayim upailet or tayim ubeileya. So here I think he means tayim ubeileya, that it's a small amount. So those are three kulas regarding last week's discussion. Let's move on to Sif Beis, the halacha of milk and then meat. I'm not sure. We'd have to look at it. We have to look at the Aruch HaShulchan and see which one he says. He may mean that. I'm not sure. So we have to take a look and see what it is. I think it's Lashon Kashal. Sif Beis. Acha gavina muta lechel achrav basar miyad. If someone had cheese, it's muta to eat meat immediately afterwards. Uvulvad. But there are three things that are needed. Number one, shi'ayin yadav shalaye shum davar me'agvina nidvak bahem. You have to check your hands and make sure none of the milchiks adheres to your skin. And if it's dark, you can't examine your hands. So you wash it. Nowadays, you have plenty of water. We probably just wash it rather than check it in the first place. So requirement number one is washing. The second thing is you need kinuach, which we'll define in a moment. And to wash out your mouth. So you need three things. Washing your hands, kinuach hapeh, and washing out the mouth. What is kinuach? Kinuach hu sheyilois pas b'kaneach by piv yafeh. That you chew some cheese, some bread, and that cleans out your mouth well. V'chein b'chol davar sheyirtza. And really any type of food you want. Chutz mekimcha v'tamri v'yarki. except for flour. Nobody eats plain flour. Maybe it's toasted flour. Some that clumps in your mouth. Matzah, I think, is that way. A little bit, it tends to clump together in your mouth. The tamri and dates. I wouldn't know what happens when you eat that. The yarka and vegetables. Lefi shehem nidvakim bechanichin. Vegetables get stuck to your teeth. Carrots.
Especially broccoli.
Carrots. Broccoli, I wouldn't know. Pirish makam lemailam ebeis hapliya kar lishinayim. Ve'ein mekan chinyofa. They don't wash out the teeth well. Ve'achar kach yediach piv b'mayim, oy b'yayin. And after that, you wash out your mouth with water or with wine, or whatever is your preference. Punct here by basa, if we make a chilek to be makel on kinuach and netila, it sounds like you do need hadacha. Now, before we go further, this is a requirement which is not well known. The tumul over you have to wait, whether you do have to wait 30 minutes, you don't have to wait 30 minutes, which I'll talk about in a moment, is better known. But what's more important is to know that you need mechitza siyadayim and kinuach and hadacha, and that is not so well known. The tila is washing the hands. You have to wash your hands and choose something. And yes, I said a question: whether you have to use your hands if you don't touch the food? Let's say you drink a coffee. You have a coffee. So it would seem the question is it a light plug? Since it says it's enough to look at your hands, it would seem, let's say someone has a coffee and he wants to have meat afterwards, so he would not have to wash his hands. He knows his hands are clean. He wouldn't need kinuach. Like there's nothing stuck between his teeth. Right. So all you would need is hadacha. If somebody had a coffee, all you would need is hadacha. If someone ate with a fork, so he wouldn't need netilas yadayim. Yeah. Okay, the question of whether you need Birchas Hamazon between the two is based on a Zayar. The Zayar, which is quoted by the Gra, I think the Shach quotes it as well. The Gra is in Sifkaten Vav. Benuyal Divrei HaZayar. It actually goes in the previous Sif. But he quotes the Zayar, Parshas Mishpatim, Chol Man De'ochel Hay Michlo Kichada. Anybody who eats these foods as one, even in one meal or in one suda, so you know the Derech of the Zayar says all kinds of awful things that will happen to such a person. Very unusually harsh description of how the Sitra Akra attaches to everything he does and goes into his body and all kinds of stuff. So the Zayar says b'suta chata, not to eat it in one meal. Mishnah Brura in Hilchis Chag HaShmuis says clearly that you don't have to bench from Hilchis to Fleishis. There's no requirement to bench from Hilchis to Fleishis, which I always assumed is not going to be with the Zayar. You're not going to be right to every Zayar. It may be, though, that the Zayar is going on what's Ikar Adin, on Fleishis and then Milchis, Besuda Chadta. I don't know if the Zayar is going from Milchis to Fleishis as well. Very, very difficult to know. If he means Fleishiks to Milchiks, or Milchiks to Fleishiks, a person has to know how to learn Zayar. But Gra is going of Fleishiks to Milchiks. This Gra is Vav, which goes back on before. See, Sumi the Shaka brings it, but at any rate, the many people are makbid al Zayar, not to bench in between, not to eat it, the Suda Chadita, not to eat it in one meal, but Seyma Chala Mishnah Brura. So of course, by Nisa Der Rais, he's Eshayim Alismah. Certainly, by Shailav and Nisa Der Rabbanah. So whether you can eat it in one meal is totally in that. Now the question of whether the 30-minute minig has a din of a minig is a difficult question because we have a klal, the Magen Avraham's klal. Any minig that has no source does not have a din minig. There's no halacha of minig. It's not binding on children. Every chumrah that a father takes. If you have a father's a tzaddik and he fasts every Monday and Thursday, or he fasts bahab, since there's no shita, they're obligated to fast Mondays and Thursdays. So that's not binding. It's not a minig on children. Even there's no question if the father started it, but even if it's a minig on mishpacha, something that has no makar, there's no shita in the world that holds you have to do, generally does not have a din of a minig. I saw once a tshuva in the Ramanasha Klein, someone told him that 30 minutes has no makar. He says, what do you mean it has no makar? It's a beferish zayar. Not supposed to eat it, b'sha'achado, in 1 hour, in the same hour. So I don't know what he means, because Shah Chada is an hour, not 30 minutes.
Like 31 minutes.
So maybe Rav Chaim Brisk is cooler for 31 minutes. I would guess, it was up to me, that where does the 30 minutes come from? There's a shaylich you're supposed to bench. So let's say you had milchiks, now you want to have fleishiks. The question is, you have to bench. Mikaretik, you don't have to bench. You're going to go, you want to be yaitzeh desire and bench. Now when you bench, you have a shaylich of causing a bracha shein tzricha. Very nice, you want to be machmir like the Zayar, but what are you doing? You're benching and then washing again and making a new amaitzi, or making a shahakal on the meat. It's a bracha shein tzricha. So you have to make a hefsik. We find a hefsik in Zman is 30 minutes. We pace the Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so we daven early, we eat two sudas, we wash, we bench, we're mafsik for 30 minutes. And then we wash, because 30 minutes is always considered a hefsek. Samuch lemincha, samuch is always 30 minutes, or in the morning to have a suda before the zman tefillah is 30 minutes. 30 minutes is always samuch. So it may be that the 30 minute comes from that.
So now they would have benched and then wait 30 minutes. Really, you just say you wait 30 minutes. You could bench.
You bench and wait 30 minutes.
You could wait
25 minutes. You should wait 30 minutes anyway, yeah, because of this cheshbon.
Right.
The question becomes: if you all your life have been waiting the 30 minutes, and now you realize you don't have to, do you need ataras nedarim? That's the issue. The halacha, it says beferish halacha that someone who keeps something because he thinks it's the halacha, and later on he finds out it's a chumrah, does not need hataras nedarim. Even if a person was mesupik, if it's a halacha, and he finds out you don't need it, you do not need hataras nedarim for something like that. So unless someone knows it's a chumrah and he keeps to it, then he would need hataras nedarim. I believe Rav Avadya Yosef has a tshuva about someone who waits 1 hour for milchiks to fleishiks, and he says such a person needs hataras nedarim, again, unless he didn't know that it's only a chumrah, he thought it's mikra din. Someone who knew it's a chumrah and waits an hour, so Rabbi Avadya Yosef has a tshuva which he says to make hataras nedarim if you want to switch something like that. But the stamazai, there's no zman to wait for milchiks to fleishiks. If the halacha says minik tov, you mean. Okay, so then it should fine.
Who said 30 minutes? Who said it?
I don't know who said it, but there are many. I grew up in a home in which we knew you wait for milchiks tefleishis 30 minutes. It's just the way we grew up, and I think my father, Avishal, grew up that way, and many homes from Eastern European backgrounds have such a minik to wait 30 minutes.
Is that when you tell your children to follow in such case?
It's hard to say. You do it. Again, do you tell your children you have to have gefilte fish on Shabbos? You tell your children that it's the culture of Yiddishkeit is also safi. But to tell them it's a halacha, it's not a halacha. It's maybe a harfak. What? According to what I'm saying, you should, because the Shabbos, you want to be machmel like the Zayar, not like the Mishnah Berurah, you're going to cause a bracha shein tzricha. I mean, the reason I'm giving, you have an eitzah. If you want, you're having a milchik meal, you want to have a flesh, so you could bench. Now the shahakal is a shah brach shein tzricha. You take a piece of chocolate. A piece of chocolate is not a brach shein tzricha. It needs shahakal in the meal anyway. So a part of the chocolate. And you eat a piece of chocolate, then you eat the piece of meat. What? If the halacha is you're not allowed, it's not a brach shein tzricha. Mishnah Berurah says, though, that you are allowed. So you're saying maybe to be machmir for a zayar, that's not ain't tzricha. You may be right. It makes sense. But it could be that's where the minik started from.
So you wait 30 minutes.
Okay.
Do you have to
whether if you wait 30 minutes, do you still need kinuach hapeh? Or, I don't know. Shia lo yisei dov ain't the idea.
He's talking about the
Miyad. So maybe you wait 30 minutes, maybe you don't need. It's hard to know a shear for that.
Well, the other way we said an hour.
It's a raya. Flesh is milk. It's an hour. It didn't say anything about kinuach. And that's all. It's taka mashma.
Doesn't mouthwash better than taking bread?
Mouthwash is good, but it doesn't put pressure on the teeth to dislodge things that are stuck. Chewing puts pressure on the teeth.
Rinsing pot,
it's certainly good.
Whether benching is a brach on the batala or not, does that fall within the same machlok as tumult between the stifler and the chayei adam, or whether or not?
No. Because the cheshmer there. Now, before we go back, I just wanted to point out Shach Yud. This water is called Mayim Ho'em Soyim. Many people never heard the expression. Mayim Rishayim is Netil Sidayim. Mayim Achrayim we heard of. Mayim and Soyim means middle water. The simon in Archayim, Dine Mayim Ho'em Soyim. The Shach in Yud brings Kasa Besiyas of Archayim, Simon Kufay and Gimel, Zel Shainai. Kasa Besef Archayim, Shem Arayvit, Chol Devarim, Hanayigim Bachrayim, Nayigim Ben Soyim. Whatever dinim anayik by mayim achrayim, anayik by mayim emsam should be given a latav. So bein lahakul bein lahach. Mir chutz. Now listen to the chutz. Chutz meshishif begufay ay bekaisel. Now that is the one I don't understand. Except for the eitz of wiping your hands in a piece of wood or on a cloth. So what does he mean? Where does it apply and where doesn't it apply? I looked in Dinei Mayim Achrayim. It doesn't say one word this way or that. If it's enough to do to be Mishavshif Yadayim, it doesn't say one way or the other. So I don't know what the next chutz says. The chutz Mehesach Hadas by Mayim Achrayim Yemesiyat Das from the meal. That's okay. That's what Mayim Achrayim is. By Mayim Emtsayim Paislam Bemtsayim Beinu Paislam Achrayim. By Mayim Emtsayim, if you wash and have a mind to bench, you must see a thousand the Suda, Shadai writes a lechel. Mayim Emtsayim is still one eat, the other is Tzricha Shimor. The Chutz, May Niguv Hayadayim. Sha'af Emtsayim, Tzricha Niguv Karishayim. Now, our meaning is to wipe our hands by Mayim Achrayim. The Shulchan Aruch, and Luchas Mayim Achrayim, springs that most Rishayim hold you do not have to wipe your hands, and the Ramam holds you do. So our meaning is that we're machmir to wipe our hands because you want to be yaitzah. It's not expensive to wipe your hands. You might as well be yaitzah the Rambam Shita as well. The Shulchan Aruch says Yeshayim Shemayim Achrayim ain't tzricha nigov. Well, the Rambam Nagev. So here he says by Mayim Emtsayim Yizicha Nigov Karishayim. Because Mishar Mashkim Sheinu Ksherim Lemtsayim and washing with other types of mashkin, which are not good by Mayim Emtsayim Shem Shemayim Vitzachim Veinu Menakin Es Hashuman. They don't wash off the fat. V'samaychol akamashayin. Chikos v'teres chatos. Amashal sham. Cholak v'kosav mi'achshe kol amashim k'sherim l'mayim achrayinim. Since all water is good for my, all liquids are good for my achrayinim. And that's also l'nakis azuama to wash off the hand. Koshkein shemenakim v'mavirim l'ichwa chamaychol. I don't know what the koshkein is, but kamaykein. It works for here. V'ein kedai b'svar azulit chus debi arayvin. V'shachan afrat l'hokom v'tav v'shem v'terach klal. Period. So Lamaisa, he says that you should be machmir amayim emtsayim only to use water. He seems to say zuama is more and lechuchas amaychol is less. I don't know. I don't know what the difference is.
Certainly
didn't bench, but he's amayim emtsayim. That's for sure. You're not benching. So Agav, I would like to quote the Mishnah Berurah to you because I think there almost no one in Klal Yisrael washes Mayim Achrayim. Some people Mayim Achrayim, because many people don't wash Bechlal, and many people do the following. This is the Lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. Ra Olai Hamaisa. Mishnah Berurah doesn't write too often. Ra Olai Hamaisa. Shereisi Yesh Anoshim Shema Zehirim B'Netilas Mayim Achrayim Aval Einam Yaitzim Chayvas Adin Klal the Klal. All they do is put a few drips of water on the tips of their fingers. They just touch the water. At least to the knuckles, a person has to wash. A very strange thing that it became a Klal Yisrael. It's a laziness to stand up. It's the strangest thing. If you want ketchup, it's easy to get up and get the ketchup. If you want soda, it's easy to get up and get the soda. Not hard in the middle of a meal to get up and get soda. But to get up and get benchers, or to get up and get Mayim Achrayim, it's a tremendous laziness. I'll tell you one more thing. Why do they sell these tiny Mayim Achrayim things? I have no idea. It's the strangest thing in the world. And I don't know. In my house, I get up and I go to the sink and I wash. But for my guests, I put out my machronim things. I have the biggest one they had in the store, which holds about 3 ounces. And that's what we have. But it's a very, very awkward thing. I mean, api Kabbalah, people are afraid of my machronim. I don't know. You should wash till the wrist. Just like my machronim, you should wash my machronim. You don't need a cup. You just wash, you go to the sink and you wash my machronim like the way a person should wash my
machronim. What's Shnei Pirkei Esbot? What shear is that? Shnei Pirkei.
Shnei is here, the knuckles. So machloik is the riff and the rush by the tilas yidayim for hamoitzi. If you need till the knuckle or to the wrist. Ikar adin, it's enough till the knuckles, but we're all machme till the wrist. But my machronim is the same thing. It's Mikra Adin, to be yaita everything, you should wash till the wrist. If you want, you can wash till the knuckles. But just going like this with a little bit of water is ridiculous. And it says in the list of things that are kashal shikha, it says washing with shiurei shtia is kashal shikha. It says both shtia mishiurei rechitza, and rechitza mishiurei shtia is kashal shikha. Now, there's an Indian not to drink leftover water that was brought for washing. And not to wash with water that was set aside for drinking. So, although sometimes, you know, I'm traveling and I have to bench, I pull over and I have a bottle of water in the car, that's all I have, and I drank from it. So if that's what I have, I wash my machronim with it, even though it says kosher shikha.
Anyway.
But normally you try to be makbid. You forget the keys in the ignition, yeah. Anyway, that's the aside of this topic.
So, is washing my machronim too early affect the fact that you wash? Let's say you wash it and then you have to.
There's a Arizal. The Arizal says not to be mafsik, and it's an Arizal that's brought in Mishnah Berurah. But in terms of the halacha, aside from the Arizal, there's no din hafsik. The din is to wash to have your hands clean. So if your hands are clean, they're clean.
So, if you wash it, then you have your dessert.
Assuming it's a not salty dessert, I don't know. If you have Zomas HaMeichel, then you're not supposed to bench. So what's called Zomas
HaMeichel?
If it's normally it's Esa Chadash, you need a bracha, but if you have a dessert, that's a bracha anyway.
You have to wash with a cane?
He
said you don't have to.
All my machronim is a bracha.
Not really, because it says by the halachis of washing your hands for fruits that are wet, nothing to do with a meal. The halachis you wash your hands for, so it says foods that are normally eaten with a fork, you don't have to wash your hands. Foods that are normally eaten with your hands, even if you eat it with a fork, you still have to wash, according to that meaning of washing for payers. So. Maybe you have German background? yeshiva guys generally... okay. It's true. It's true. It's possible to eat. Although bread is typically not eaten with a fork and a knife. It's typically eaten with your hands. That's the way a person normally eats bread. And the takana was for a meal of bread. And bread you're supposed to dip into salt. So. Water wash is better than a napkin.
I know, I understand.
You see, if you have an odor of frankfurters or mustard on your hand, you wash it with a napkin 100 times, you're still going to smell the mustard or the... So it's not the same as water. Okay. Let's get to the Ramah. It's an interesting question, if women are exempt from Mayim Achrayim. I'll tell you, in the Ikar Adin, I would think not. However, the... Halacha, it says in the halacha, the Taisus brings, and Brachis, has brought the last sif in Hilchas Mayim Achrayim, that there are some who hold that Mayim, that today, that Melach Sadaimis is not Matzoi, you don't have to wash Mayim Achrayim. It says that's not so, it's a minig, and you have to keep to the minig. It may be that by women, it was never became, that doesn't have a taikif of a minig, because the women are not ready to wash. And since Meikar Adin, there's no Melach Sadaimis, so women don't have to wash. The custom certainly is that the women don't wash. And a little hard to know why. The Ramah on Sif Beis. Yesh machmirin afilu b'basar achagavina. Now this yesh machmirin is very important. Although we don't have this minig, but this yesh machmirin holds that you have to wait 1 or 6 hours in both directions. This makes it a mimic. If somebody is noyig to wait the hour or the 6 hours, so this is what I mentioned, Rav Avadia Yosef, that you have to be matineda to change, because this is a mimic that has a makar v'chei noyig. Now here he brings v'chei noyig in shakol shehagavina kasha ein oichlin achreha afilu basarayf. Here we get to the topic of hard cheese. If the hard cheese, we don't eat even poultry. Kamay begavina achar basar. Just like meat and then cheese, yesh makilim ve'inum chayis. Rav Shiyazu kidu achadoch and netil asidayim miu toiv lahachmir. So here we have a peladik achidish. It's not like the Gemara. Gemara says beferish you don't have to wait from gavina to basar, and the Rama brings this minig, which apparently perhaps started from the Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg once, many hours later, found cheese between his teeth. And it shook him up. There was still cheese between his teeth many hours after. So he decided for the rest of his life, he waited 6 hours from cheese to meat. And it seems that that's the source for this chumrah. Look at the Shach Yud Zayin. Marshal Sham Kara Tagor Ala Machmirin. Shukumai Minus. The Marshal said, this is Apikursis. V'omer Dafka Maram Shabam Michshol Yodai Pamachas Hichmir. The Maram, who came to a Michshol, I guess he was eating meat when he had cheese, so he was machmir. Hamisha loy ba liyodei takala layochel lahachmir. Said, how can he be machmir? Ain sham. So the Shach says, ain devar mukrachim. Adirabe divrei Maram mashma ifcha. The Maram is mashma that because it happened to him one time, he wouldn't have been machmir, but because he felt that it's an appropriate chumra, and therefore the mashal was a purist. He didn't like different than the Gemara. He doesn't like the coolest that are more than the pashtus Gemara. He doesn't like the chumras. It's true. But at any rate, the Paiskin, what?
And
name calling, yeah, very quick to use names. And that was the Mashal, which I tell you. He was a Kanoi for Torah. So the question is, what is Gavina Kasha? And this is a very hot topic today. the Shach, Sivkot and Tezvav, gives us something of a clue. Menastam im hi yishena vav chadashim. Him yishana vav chadashim. If it's asleep. If it's 6 months old, chashiva kasha. Vach yisa b'teres chatos. It says, menastam 6 months. Today, there are three shitas among the hechsherim in how to define the gavina kasha. I do have a list here of the cheeses. I don't think anybody's going to memorize it, but those of you who at least have a Shulchan Aruch who want to stick it into your Shulchan Aruch for future reference. This is a list. I didn't leave myself the little copy, but I'll look on with you. But it's a list of cheeses. Now, before I get to the list, I would like to explain to you the rationale. There are three shitas in Hechsherim as to how to define Gavina Kasha. There's the custom of the Chassidish Hechsherim, the shita. The shita of the Chassidish Hechsherim, the shita of the OU, and the shita of the Star K. Each of the three Hechsher organizations has its own opinion on defining Gavina Kasha. The Chassidish Hechsherim, the Volov, I think, is the one who gives the Hechsher on the Chalav Yisrael cheeses. They go with a strict 6 month guideline. If it's 6 months old, you have to wait 6 hours. If it's 5 months and 29 days old, you don't have to wait. 6 months is the shear that it says here in the Shach, and therefore it's 6 months. Kula and a chumra. A kula, if it's less than 6 months, they don't wait. But there's a chumra. They hold that if you buy cheese in the store, and let's say the cheese is, I don't know how to pronounce some of these names, but let's say it's a 3 month cheese, and you buy it. And you put it in the refrigerator, and it sits there for 3 months. So they hold that now it's 6 month cheese. And now you have to wait 6 hours. And for that reason, they print the production date on the label of the cheese. They print the production date so you can know. You buy a big brick of American cheese, you go away for the summer, and you leave it in your refrigerator, you come back, and it lasts a few months. It's 6 months old, you have to wait. That's their... No, it's frozen, I don't think so, because it doesn't age. And I don't know how a refrigerator plays into it, but... But that's the shita, very strictly to go with the 6 month guideline, lakula lachumra. Now, as you can see from the list, there are very few cheeses that are actually 6 months, or at least very few of the ones that we have.
How can there be aging after it's already processed?
I don't know what you mean by process. You mean dries out. Okay. I don't know. I don't know what you think happens to the cheese there. All cheese does is sit. It just sits, and it sits, and it sits, and so it sits by you, it sits by them. So, that's that. Now, what? I'm not aware of such a thing, perhaps. I'm not... The opinion of the OU, which is Rebelsky's Shita, is that the six month is not... The Shach doesn't say it's a din of 6 months. Min hastam, 6 months is included. What is the guideline for this type of a cheese? Well, why do you have to wait 6 hours? We wait for 6 hours for things that are moshech tam. If you look in the Lashon of the Taz, that's a good question. Taz Dalit, I guess. It's 6 months past. It's wormy. Can kasev is a bad. The kasev sham da'in is a babachak ach gavina. The dafka tam basa shabepet. Macha shikre nikra basa. Shaykh le migzabai. Because it leaves a taste. Atu basa bachala. Mekomakim tzat nidus chasidus yeshizara kanis daiti. And fill the time of Rabbi says, Zacharti, Shabachilas Givina Achabasa, Mishabasa Shabena Shinayim, Avo Bitam, Shamashach Mina Abasa Shabapela Yichbislan, Afshalayim Akam, Bechol Givina, Les Issa Lecho Basa Achreha, the Gamba Basa Shabena Shinayim, Leva Queen and Mebasa, he loved the Goli Lan Kraha Basa, Redena Ben Shinayim. He's saying, look, we had two reasons for waiting 6 hours. Either because it's stuck between your teeth, or because it's Mashach Tam. So he's saying that, let's see, according to the Rambam's reason, it shouldn't apply. Kedisa the Gemara. The Gemara only says Basa Shvei Shnayim is Chasha because of a Pasik. Mishachi Gevina Shabena Shnayim Le'eva Gevina Klal. Ulatam Shazachati Shum Shum Shuman Pshita Yesh Leser Gam Gevina Musalas Shatam Shalon Nimshach Bepez Man Rav Imken Yesh Lahachmir. So he brings this idea that it's because it's Meshach Tam, and that's really the reason for the 6 months. It's not exactly a custom of 6 months. It's because it's Meshach Tam, and therefore, and for that reason, if you go with this tam of being Meshach Tam, which like you say is not like the Maran, it comes out of Kula Nechumra. If you have regular cheese that the taste does not change anymore, if you leave it in the refrigerator, I mean it might taste stale, but it doesn't taste sharper as things that age. So if that's the case, it's a Kula, there's no such thing. You don't have to wait. But on the other hand, the Machmir, on things like a sharp cheddar cheese, even if it's a 5 month cheese, you have to wait 6 hours. So it's a kula and a chumra. It's basically by us a chumra for cheddar cheese, which is, I think, the only common cheese that falls into this guideline. And that's their shita. The third shita.
Oh, you would wait for cheddar cheese?
Oh, you hold the cheddar cheese, you have to wait 6 hours. The sharp cheddar cheese. Now, the third shita is the shita of the Star K. Rav Heinemann says that Rav Aaron Kotler held that the main criteria of hard cheese is hard, is that it's something which crumbles when you slice it. Which when you slice it, gvina kasha, gvina, that's hard. That's the definition of gvina kasha. And therefore it has to be something that crumbles when you slice it. None of the cheeses, with the exception of the Parmesan cheese, crumbles when it's sliced. And therefore, it's the most kula dikashita. They hold that all of the cheeses that remain soft do not require 6 hours, with the exception, as I said, of Parmesan cheese.
Now, with the shock,
it says
6 months.
With so stoma, it's the shock said minastam, it's 6 months. That's minastam, but if you know, you know. Now, just a comment about the Parmesan cheese. There's some confusion over Parmesan, because it's been mefursim that Parmesan needs 6 hours. Parmesan, for those of you not familiar, doesn't come in cakes of cheese. It comes typically in packets or in the jars that they sprinkle out. They're little, they put them on salads very often, and some pizza stores use it on pizza. Parmesan cheese, some stores tell you you do have to wait 6 hours, some stores tell you you don't. And the difference is the following. There are two Chol of Israel cheese companies that make Parmesan. As far as I know, there may be another one I'm not aware of. But our stores use from either Ha'olam or from Ahava. Those are the two cheese companies that I, Chol of Israel cheese companies that I use. Ha'olam is a cheese company, Kamashmoy. They're very pure to the cheese tradition. Parmesan cheese is Parmesan cheese. It's the real stuff. And you have to wait 6 hours. Ahava uses imitation Parmesan cheese. They have a cheese base, which is flavored to taste like Parmesan cheese.
Is it melachic?
It's not aged. It is melachic, yes. But it's not... now, there's nothing on the label that would tell you, because cheese doesn't have ingredients on the label. So there's nothing on the label that would tell you. You have to know. And if they'll change, it's going to be hard to find out. So on the one hand, if you want quality Parmesan cheese, you get the real stuff, you get Ha'olam. But if you don't wait 6 hours, you get... Now, what's more important, having quality cheese or not waiting 6 hours?
Fine.
Depends if you're
a purist
or not, I guess. But that's the difference why some pizza stores... Now, a pizza store might tell you you don't have to wait 6 hours, and then 2 months later, maybe you do have to wait 6 hours, because if they switch their source of cheese, then switch. Right? What? I'll get to the ad unit in a second. Okay. Now, this
how do you
is
know
the,
which pizza stores
what?
Use it?
What? If it says sharp, what I was told is a sharp cheddar cheese, then you have to wait. If it's a sharp cheddar, that's... Does it list it here this way?
It says sharp cheddar.
Yeah, if they look at the list, it's a list of cheeses. Most of the cheeses, as you could see, are not anything near 6 months. Emmental Swiss cheese from Switzerland, which I have never seen, is 6 months. I'll explain the feta cheese in a minute. Oh, it is sold. I'm not against anybody who uses it. I'm just... Parmesan, as you can see, is aged a long time. Provolone. I don't know what provolone is.
Provolone.
Excuse my ignorance. Romano cheese. So these are cheeses that have an issue, and this copy was taken from an OU publication. That's why it says on the bottom, must wait if consumption according to OU Paiskin. Now, I want to explain the feta cheese. Feta cheese is a separate issue. Feta cheese is aged in salt water. It's immersed in a brine when it's aged. And therefore, it does not become dry. It does not dry as it's aged. And therefore, even if it's 6 months, it's highly questionable as to whether that goes into what Chazal meant when they said aged cheese. Because typically, aged cheese is aged in the air, not in brine. And therefore, even the feta cheese that's 6 months, I think the custom is not to consider it to be gvina kasha. It's ma'od racha. It's a very soft cheese. Now, what?
Swiss cheese.
Oh, mitulas.
I think Swiss cheese.
The Swiss cheese, I'm told, it never had holes because of worms.
No,
it had holes because of the texture and the fact that it contracted and created holes. And that's what I'm told by people in the field, that it never came from worms. Today they just drill holes. They don't not age so long. But I don't know. The people in Ha'olam once told me that there's no market among Jews for all the fancy cheeses. They made it and nothing happened. Jews don't like. Jews are not cheese connoisseurs. Potato kugel, yes. Cheese, you know, it's not cheese connoisseur. Kind of, and Jews don't want to wait 6 hours either after cheese.
If it's melted, why should I have to wait?
Okay, good. All right, there is a kula of the Yad Yehuda. The Yad Yehuda is makel that if cheese is melted and you consume it when it's melted, that there's no din of waiting 6 hours. As I state in the Yad Yehuda. Now, it became, I don't know why, because the Yad Yehuda is not, the Yad Yehuda was a Talmid Chacham Gadol. He takes every sif in Shulchan Aruch, goes back to the Gemara and shows you why the Shach and Taz didn't know what they were talking about. It's amazing to read the Yad Yehuda. He fights with everybody, And if you read it, you're convinced he's right, because he goes back to the Gemara, back to the Rishonim, and he picks the fights with everybody. And who he is, he's Adam Gadol. He wrote Sefer on the three volumes on the Chalokim of Yeridaya that you need for Smicha. No. This goes back probably 200 years. The Yad-Yud is quoted very often in the Arkei Tshuva. But to take the Yad-Yud I once read to you, it was the Sefer Yad, we're learning about eggs, and he writes how the Rishonim didn't know what they were talking about and the way eggs form in a chicken. And he explained that I'm allowed to say Rishonim don't know because they didn't live in chicken farms. How should they know? I lived in a chicken farm and I checked 1,000 chickens and I know I'm right. And he describes the formation of an egg, and you can't even argue with him because he's right. He lived in a chicken farm, you know. But very often he happens to have a Das Yachid. Here it's a kula. Here he's Mekel that melted cheese is mutter. I don't know any of the other Paiskin that bring it, that quote this kula halacha l'maisa. It makes sense, according to the Maram, that if you're worried about things getting stuck between your teeth, if it's melted, it's less likely to get stuck between your teeth. But as far as being Moshech Tam, I don't know exactly why it should matter. And, you know, how melted is it? How melted is it? How hot is it?
It's
so hot. So it's a chiddush, and I don't know. It's hard to. That's right. The pizza would be.
How do we know which store is that? Okay. Pizza.
You have to ask the Hesher. Hopefully, the Hesher knows which store is that. Typically, I shouldn't say, but typically the Ava cheese is cheaper, and the stores that use lots of them tend to use Ava cheese. Okay. Believe that there, if I remember, next week I'll bring you in a list of at least the stores I'm aware of, which ones use the 6 hour cheese. Yeah. I'll bring pizza into the yeah. You should bring pizza and see if it's Moshech Tam. No. Siv Gimel. Ochal. Siv Gimel. Ochal Tavshel Shobasa. Okay, you have to define. This tafshel shalbasar and kedera shalbasar. Tafshel shalbasar are the potatoes from your chalent. They're cooked with meat in the pot. Kedera shalbasar is your spaghetti that was a napranada, was cooked in a fleshiga pot. So the Shulchan Aruch talks about both. First, ochal tafshel shalbasar, mutalechal achar of tafshel shalgavina. A tremendous kula of the mechaber. You can eat the potatoes from the chalent, and afterwards you can eat the tafshel shalgavina. And you don't even have to wash. If you want to have real melachiks after the chalent, all you got to do is wash your hands. So the mechabes shita is that after a tafshel shel basar, you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait 6 hours. V'shumah shel basar dina kabasar atzma. Fats is meat. V'nagu asha, before you get all excited, the Rama says. The Shulchan Aruch is a plea. Tam kika deraisa. That's some shot in the mechaber. Tam kika is a deraisa, a piece of potato that's cooked in a chalent. If that were to be cooked in milk, would be basa machalav deraisa mamish. Very hard to understand the sheet of the mechaber unless the mechaber is relying on the Rambam. That the chumrah comes because it's the nature of pieces of meat to get stuck between your teeth. So potatoes don't get stuck between your teeth. And therefore, like the Rambam, one can understand such a kula. Okay. That's Ramesha. You're right. I'm going to get to Idris Ramesha in a minute. Ramesha says what you're saying. So this is the Mechaber Shita. Now, I'm going to come back to the Mechaber. First, let's see the rest of the Ramah. Now he talks about a Napranat. Miyum, ein basa b'tavshel. If there's no meat in the pot, Rosh and Nisvashel b'kedera, shel basar. It was cooked in a fleshiga pot. We call that a Napranat. Mutta lechol achra of gavina. You're allowed to eat cheese afterwards. Ein by minig lahachmir. V'chei noyagin lechol basa achra tashrish b'gavina. A cholov. Again, lechol basar, acher tafshel sheyesh by gavina a cholov, and the same thing we have a minig to eat meat after a tafshal that has gevina achala, miu yeshli tol yada v'neim. V'afil lo yechol basa mamish, rak tafshal shal basa, rak tafshal shal gevina, noga v'yada, you should wash your hands, period. I'll get to the last line in a minute. So he said, in front of, he said, agav, that a pot is no problem. Something cooked in a pot is not a problem. The shachis, that's pshit, that's not a problem. So you, if you have spaghetti cooked the flesh of a pot, even if it got mixed with cheese, you don't mix it with cheese, but if it got mixed, you'd also be allowed to eat it. So there's any kasha on kedera, it's a kasha that it's pshita, that it's simple. So let's see Shach Yud Tes, which is a very controversial shach, who deals with this issue. Again, we're talking about a fleishig pot in which you cooked spaghetti or a vegetable soup, and now you say you don't have to wait 6 hours. A ben yagma, we're talking ben yagma. So after shach lekamer reisim etzadikay is bora fil lach layim gedina mutter davar naparnat. What's going on? You even allowed to eat it with cheese, like the mechaber, and like the Ramah b'diavad. So what's the chiddush here? The mira. Now listen to the chiddush, and the way to teach this is a controversy. Mira dahadash minun hacha de mutter lechol gedina achakach. This which it says you're allowed to eat cheese after something cooked in a fleishig pot. We're talking about a pot in which you cooked meat and you did not wash it out well. The dorm. The still mamashis, he means shabasar. Normally, if there's some mamashis of treif left in the bottom of a pot, or mamashis of fleishik, so you missed milk into it, it will be asar. But here, when you cook something pariv, it's mutter, even if there was ktsas mamashis in the pot. What's the question? What's the shach talking about? You say you cook a vegetable soup in a fleishig pot, you didn't wash it out well. You figured, look, I just made a chicken soup. I'm making a vegetable soup. Big deal, there'd be some chicken. I didn't wash it out well, and I cooked a vegetable soup. You're saying you don't have to wait 6 hours. What's the case? Is there less than a 60? The shishin keneged the meat? Well, there's no shishim connected to meat. No manafshach. If there's no shishim, if there is shishim against the meat, it's pshita. Even if it would be chazer, it would be mutter. If there's shishim against it, then it's pshita that it's mutter. Elamai. No, once it's cooked, we're talking about it's cooked. Do you have to wait 6 hours? That's the case. You ate this concoction, and now do you have to wait 6 hours? That's a shiloh. No, but someone ate it already. So, if there's no shishim, it's a baita pshita. He's coming to the answer, it's pshita. I mean, if there is shishim. Elamai, it's more than a 60th. If it's more than a 60th, why is it mutter? If it's more than a 60th, it should be aser. So this is a problem that the Pesach Tshuva brings, shitas lakan lakan, the people God, the Rachashol. What?
Less than 60th.
If it's less than 60th, it's pshita. That it's mutter. If it's more than 60th, why is it mutter?
Either way, it's a problem. That which might have been left, was that basar or was that tafshil from basar?
Basar, what about basar?
When it's not cleaned up.
Let it be tafshil, okay, we can argue. If it's tafshil, we say kasha. So Ramesha has a tshuva on this topic. It's, you say this to a tshuva, it's Yerdei Chalik Beis Tshuva Chavav, with a bit of an arichus. And the truth is, what he says in arichus, Darcha Shulchan, if you read his words, you'll understand that's what he's saying, Bekitzer. Ramesha writes that we're talking Avada that there's no 60 against the meat. There's an amount of meat, it's not Batal B'shusha. The heter is that a Dover Mu'it is not Moshech Tam. A small amount of taste in a Tafshul is not Moshech Tam. The whole idea is that it's Moshech Tam, that it leaves taste. And if it's a small amount of thing that was added to taste to your soup, even though you can taste the meat, but if it's a minor ingredient, it's not Moshech Tam. How much is a minor ingredient? Very hard to say. So we're saying, if it's this trace amount that are left in a pot, it's mutter. L'mayinaf gemina. So in the tshuva, Ramesha has a tshuva about iron pills. Whether you have to wait 6 hours, iron pills that have in it derivatives of flesh. And he says, you don't have to wait, because iron pills are not Moshech Tam. The vitamin part of a vitamin pill is a small amount. And it's not a Moshech Tam. When we were learning Basa B'Cholav, we learned a Prima Gadim. A Prima Gadim is Machmir, that if you're fleishik, it's also to eat a davar charif that was cut with a milchika knife. If you have a pickle in your pickle jar, it was cut with a milchika knife, it's also to eat that within 6 hours of flesh. If I have dafka pickles, onions, any davar charif that was cut with a milchika knife, you're not allowed to eat it within 6 hours of meat. We were misupik then, what about the reverse? What about if you ate a pickle that was cut with a flesh of a knife, whether the prima gardim would be machmed there that you have to wait the 6 hours? So I went to, I asked Ramesha this one day after Shacharis. I figured I may not understand what he's saying, so I'll ask him the Shaila, get a psak, and then I'll show him the prima gardim. So I had a Shulchan Aruch in my hand, there was an Arachayim. And I asked him the Shaila, if I cut a pickle with a flesh of a knife, do I have to wait 6 hours? He said, no. I said, Obishtaitim Prima Gadim. He knew which Prima Gadim I was talking about. He started, he answered, but I didn't even open it. I was going to open it, show him the Prima Gadim. So I said, Obishtaitim Prima Gadim, that's all I said. And he said one sentence. He said, Darton is Andrish, but the flesh is Moshech Tam. That's what he told me. That over there, you ate meat first. The meat is Moshech Tam. See, now let me eat a pickle that's covered with, that's Melechik. But here, we're talking about a pickle that was covered with a flesh of a knife. Here, that's not Moshech Tam, which is really what he says in this tshuva, that trace fleishiks is not Moshech Tam, and therefore you don't have to wait 6 hours after the pickle. So that's what he said. I went with my chavrusa then, and he didn't know what hit him. You know, we had whatever clara we had, and in one sentence, you know, it was all over. We didn't even open the Shulchan Aruch. But, you know, they say Moshech has the prima gadim 250 times. I don't know if it's physically possible to chaz the prima gadim 250 times. I've had to read it 250 times, but he knew the stuff. We'll put it that way. You know, it's you know, when he was in Russia as a rabbi, he was under house arrest once for 6 months. He couldn't leave his house. I imagine for Rav Moshe that was a bracha. Imagine you chaz the prima gadim, you know, I don't know, 250 times or maybe 100 times. You know, he was locked in his room with the svarim and. Okay. What? Oh, so Ramesha, good. Ramesha writes in the tshuva to answer the mechaber. I almost forgot. The mechaber shita was that a tafshil shel basar, you do not have to wait. You only have to wash your hands and presumably wash your mouth, but you don't have to wait 6 hours at a tafshil shel basar. If you eat a potato from Choland, the mechaber shita is you don't have to wait. Now we don't pass it that way. But Ramesha is Masber, the Mechaber. Everyone asks, Tam Kikah Dei Raisa. How could you say you don't have to wait 6 hours? A flesh of a potato is a flesh of a potato. So Ramesha said, it's a flesh of a potato. If it's got cooked chalila with milk, it would be Basel B'chol Dei Raisa. But the Gabi waiting 6 hours, the Mechaber holds that a Tashel Shobasar is not Moshech Tam. The Tashel Basar doesn't leave a lasting taste as Basar does. And that's who explains the Mechaber. What? Yeah, that's not Moshech Tam, right? So Metzius, that's not Moshech Tam.
If you have something like that, which is not really Basar,
right,
you can't eat it with Vina together, but later on...
The Mechaber holds you could. Again, the Mechaber, Moshech is only makel if it's a trace amount in a pot, not if it's like a potato from a chalon. It would be nice if we could, if the potatoes...
Just don't eat pieces of meat.
If you're a Sfaradi, you could do it. The Sfaradim don't eat cholin, so. The Sfaradim go to Mechaber, they can eat the potatoes. The last line of the Ramah, Shamish, 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 Besudev, and Negev, Ba'echlim, Ein Tzarf Netila. Pella, a lady who's a waiter, or a lady who's preparing, is not required to wash. Le'etzucha Netila, Rak Lo'echlim. If her hands are dirty, she has to wash. But it means there's no Takana of Netila, only for those who eat. Sif Dalit. You know, I'm going to leave Siftal because it talks about how to kasher a knife. So we're going to leave. I guess we'll finish Siftal and Yitzhashem next week. And we'll start Khal. Anybody have availability to get a Khal? Do you get an udder for us? Udder. The steer don't have udders. So.